I'm imagining you will be pretty pleased with that. We've sort of seen two different games, haven't we? And you've played well in both.
Pleased, yeah, but the overall emotion that is running through my body is that of being proud of a team that have done whatever they needed to get a result today. Look, we at 40 minutes we're in the first half we're down to 10 men. The players have had to dig in. Players have had to take their bodies probably somewhere that they haven't done so this season. And I asked them at half time, said, you need to give me, you need to give the coaches, you need to give the fans every single sinew, every single muscle in your body for the next 50 minutes of football. And they've done that. And I thought they were immense out of possession. We had to concede possession because, unfortunately, I think that was the way that we were going to get a result. I think Bradford are a very good team. They're one of the favourites. They move the ball better than we did in the first half, even 11v11. We've got back in it and starting to think, OK, we'll get to half-time and be able to reassess. But it wasn't meant to be. Half-time team talk was slightly different than the one I had planned.
Sure.
But what the players have done today has shown a huge togetherness that I think, when I look back on my career and my experiences, to have that in a group that's so new, I think is a pretty good thing.
It's not just a physical challenge, of course. It's a mental and composure challenge, isn't it? And they stood up to that very well.
They did, but it's a mental challenge for some of our younger players. And the reason for that is that they've never played in a stadium like this that's full of 15,000 people. And then the emotion that goes through your body, the decision-making process that maybe you, in front of 2,000 or 3,000 people, it becomes an easy decision. And in an arena like this, it becomes a difficult one. And I thought that our younger players stood up to that exceptionally well today, coupled with the older heads that we have in the group who steadied the ship. So, yeah, to a man, I thought that they were exceptional today out of possession. However, in possession, we need to improve 11v11.
During the game, because in the first half, you had quite a lot of good positions. They probably had more clear chances than you, but you got into lots of attacking situations.
We did, and it comes down to, and I keep using this phrase, but it comes down to making better decisions in the final third. That's where games are won and lost.
Sure.
And I think that when you look at the timing of Jack arriving into the box today for his goal, I thought it was exceptional. His finish was brilliant. Brendan, I think there's still far more to come from him in terms of being a 1v1 attacker. So, you know, there's huge amounts of positives today, but I've got to look at it in a way that how can we improve for the next game? Look, we now, for me, have a benchmark in terms of our effort, determination and desire. Now we need to get back to maybe playing a little bit more football when we get the opportunity. But I'm so happy to come away from here with a point after obviously the scenario in the first half.
And just quickly on that red card, what's your view of it?
Too far away to see it. Had a chat with the referee. Obviously, he's given me his perspective. I think that my point of view is after Joss has made the challenge, is there anything else he can do? The referee's told me no. So I don't really know where to go with that, but I'm sure that we'll assess it as a football club and have a conversation. But to comment any further than that would be difficult because I haven't seen it back on the video. I haven't had time as of yet.
Sure.
And I haven't, I wasn't close enough to actually see it on the pitch, unfortunately.
Fair enough.